All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and speaking to you from New York City on this, the 16th day of February, 2021. And I do like to remind you that I publish a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. Also want to thank each of you for listening to this show and making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And I do want to invite you to continue sending along any comments you have about this show, positive or negative or neutral, whatever's on your mind, please feel free to send it along to us at questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions is number 4, taylor@gmail.com. And we do want to thank our sponsors, and we have some very exciting ones, that's for sure. These are companies that make this show economically viable. They are SK Mining Corp., Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp., Aloro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, and Lion One Metals. Regarding our sponsors, today is a huge day for Novo Resources, which has now entered gold production and poured its first gold bar. In this news release that came out this morning, Dr. Quentin Henning, the chairman of the company, said the following, and I quote, "This first gold pour marks over 10 years of dedicated commitment from Novo's team and its shareholders to advance towards conglomerate gold production. When Novo entered the Pilbara region looking for gold in ancient conglomerates, it was on the basis that it had potential to host deposits similar age and geology to those of the Kapval Craton of South Africa, host to the Witwatersrand Basin, the single largest gold deposit on Earth. We found that conglomerates of the Pilbara are quite nuggety, making them particularly difficult to explore and determine grade for purpose of resource modeling. Nonetheless, through ingenuity, perseverance, and dedication, our team has overcome these challenges to reach this historic inaugural conglomerate gold pour milestone. And this is just the beginning. With approximately 14,000 square kilometers of tenure, Novo has laid a substantial foundation upon which it plans to unlock much more conglomerate gold over coming years." End of quote. Well, next week, Dr. Henning will be with me, not only to talk about Novo as an emerging producer, but as a company that has a vision of becoming a very sizable, low-cost gold producer in Western Australia, which is, by the way, one of the most mining-friendly jurisdictions in the world. Also next week, Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold fame will be with me to talk about a book he has written about the amazing story of Novo Resources and its founder, Dr. Quentin Henning. The title of the book is What Became of the Crow? Now, I have read this book cover to cover, and having lived with the developments of Dr. Henning's crazy out-of-the-box theory about why Western Australia may host the largest gold discovery since the Great Witwatersrand was discovered, it now seems clear to those of us who have followed this story closely over the years that Dr. Henning's vision now is very close now to becoming a reality. By the way, for those of you who are not familiar with the Great Witwatersrand deposit, approximately 40% of all the gold ever mined on Earth has come from there. Novo has not only locked up an amazingly large land position, as you just heard Dr. Henning say, 14,000 square kilometers, but with Dr. Henning at the helm, he has learned to use cutting-edge technologies to help the company Mine Gold in Western Australia that has long been recognized as being there, but due to climate conditions, including a lack of water in that desert land, could never be mined profitably until now. I'm quite certain that it will be mined profitably. Of course, that remains to be seen, but that is my confidence. Next week, this show will be devoted almost exclusively to Novo Resources, which I think may be one of the greatest gold stories to be told. And as you know, and as I've just said, I'm very optimistic about the company's future. For the sake of full disclosure, I should tell you that it is my largest holding in my modestly sized retirement account. Meantime, COVID-19, Dr. Henning, who had been living about a third of his life in airplanes going from one continent to the next, has been working out of his home in Colorado, having time to spend with his family and grandchildren. That's something that I know he's really has come to enjoy and missed in prior years. Now, he has been amazingly productive even from his home there in Colorado. In fact, I think he believes he's been more productive than normal. He's been applying many years of his experience and unique intellectual talents to help company after company unlock the mineral potential of their land holdings. And several of those stories are now being told on this radio show, and people who have been following them have been doing exceptionally well. For example, as I look at my portfolio this morning, I'm seeing El Oro Resources gaining over 9%. Dr. Henning introduced this story to you on this show on the first day of this year, the first show of this year, I should say, in 2021. The company has a project in Bolivia that is apparently on to what seems to have the potential to become one of the largest silver polymetallic discovery in years. Then there is SK Mining Corp that Dr. Henning is also very much involved with, and he's talked about on this show. When he became involved as an advisor to SK Mining, he brought in with him two of the top VMS experts in the world. It seems quite likely now, based on a number of drill results, that SK Mining is on to another SK Creek type of deposit. Now, SK Creek is located just a few kilometers to the north of the company's SK Mining's current target. For those of you who are not familiar with SK Creek, it was one of the most prolific gold and silver deposits in Canadian mining history. Based on very early success, it does seem like SK Mining has a good shot at an extraordinary discovery, and Dr. Henning has just recently talked about that on this show. Other sponsors in this show that have had the benefit of Dr. Henning's involvement, companies like Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, and Lion One, are all having huge levels of success as well. Dr. Henning will be on this show to talk about all of those companies in the near future. Now, I should mention that I have begun doing video interviews with Dr. Henning that you can view on my YouTube channel at J. Taylor Media. At present, there is one there with SK Mining, as well as a new company that I've recently added to my newsletter called Goliath Resources. The dominance of Dr. Henning-related companies as sponsors of this show is not to say that there are not some other great stories headed by other very talented miners. Chris Taylor of Great Bear is a very young and successful exploration geologist. He'll be on with me sometime in the near future to give us an update on Great Bear. And Michael Timmons of Fury Gold and Corwin Coe of Sitco will also be joining me in the near future. Of course, Dr. Henning and all of us who are involved in the gold and silver exploration sector do have the wind at our backs now, given the dire financial conditions that governments around the world find themselves in, thanks to the irresponsible monetary policies that they have engaged in over many decades, at least since John Maynard Keynes introduced his, I think, very injurious theories of economics. It's not that gold and silver are gaining value. We should remind you that that's not why we're having the bull market of a lifetime. Gold and silver remain the same for generation after generation. The real cause of the rising gold prices is not that gold and silver are rising, but that the currencies are being degenerated or are really being debased and destroyed through endless amounts of printing. And that is why, throughout history, all fiat currencies, all currencies that are mandated by law that you use for your transactions, they've all ended up in the dustbin of history. And the dollar will be no exception to that. The dollar and all the fiat currencies are now very rapidly, as Alistair MacLeod likes to remind us on this show, heading towards that dustbin of history. And that brings me to the topic of today, which is very much related to gold and silver and the things I've just mentioned. The title of my show today is, Could Rising Rates Pop the Equity Bubble? Lynn Alden and Michael Oliver return as guests. Michael Timmons of Fury Gold Mines was scheduled to be with me today, but he postponed today, preferring to come on at a later date when he expects to have some significant news to pass along to you. Speaking of Michael Oliver, even though he has been bearish on U.S. Treasuries longer term, his analysis has persistently convinced him it is not yet time to pull the plug on the U.S. Treasury bonds. However, his work has also persistently pointed to a rise in commodity prices and long-term dollar and a long-term decline of the dollar. He awaits his momentum and structural analysis to dictate Treasury plug-pulling time. Michael has suspected that rising levels of inflation will trigger a rate rise explosion that leads to the Fed's loss of control of rates, which in turn will trigger stock market carnage. Today, Michael will be with me right after our break that's coming up just momentarily, and I'm hoping to find out if that is still his line of thought, and if so, are we in the progression of rising inflation leading to rising rates beyond the Fed's control. In the second half of today's show, as I noted, Lynn Alden will be with me to talk about a recent piece that she wrote that deals with the impact of rising rates on equity markets. And I want to ask her if she can perceive of any market dynamics that could, in fact, cause the central banks around the world to lose control of interest rates. And well, we do have to go to break now to our first commercial break, but as I noted, Michael Oliver will be right back with me. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million-ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalyst and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well positioned to create value for investors with low risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to FuryGoldMines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.